A week from tonight, Gretchen Parlato and her band will launch the 2012-2013 Jazz Series at Walton Arts Center. Over the next several months, five performers will play 10 shows inside the intimate Star Theater. We know that the best guide for us to get ready for this season is Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, every Friday night at 10.
It's an exciting series this year, and you know they've packaged it as well. It's worth mentioning. You can actually go to all five of the concerts this year in Star Theater, which is a great venue. And if you go to the light show and you get general admission, all five tickets total $45. So you're talking about $9 a concert.
that's the 9 o'clock show. That's, which I would prefer to go to anyway.
Well, you know, we keep moving the second show forward because that late night crowd has not been that great for jazz. So now it's the first show's at 7, the second show's at 9. And it's an incredible series. These are, you know, top shelf artists that are touring the world, starting with Gretchen Parlato. And she'll be here with her trio, Taylor Eigsti on piano, a great pianist. And he's a leader in his own right as well. Gretchen was here once before, several years ago, with Edward Simon's group, Affinidad, which that concert in Star Theater actually got broadcast nationally. We recorded it, and it was on Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater. She's a really wonderful vocalist and very unique style and sound. You hear one note from Gretchen Parlato, and you know it's her.
If it makes me cry, I still love. Even if I don't know why, I still love. Even when things fall apart, I still love.
All the concerts this year have 7 and 9. The first couple are Friday nights. The next three are Saturday nights.
Exactly.
Always on the weekend. Jane Bunnett.
Jane Bunnett. B-U-N-N-E-T-T.
Is the next. That's early November, Friday, November 9th. And a different sort. We're moving along the line here.
We really are. We had to go north to go south. Jane
right.
Bunnett is a Canadian multi-reed player. She plays flute and saxophones, mostly soprano. But she has had a love affair with the music of Cuba forever and ever and has spent a lot of time in Cuba. And most of her recordings have been in a Cuban idiom. She's double billing, actually triple billing this. Jane will be with one of the great Cuban pianists who is currently living in Canada. His name is Hilario Duran, and their special guest is the legendary Candido. You know how these guys are who are so famous that they just go
one
by
name.
One name.
One name.
Candido de Guerra Camero. Candido was born in 1921, Kyle. And he's still touring. And he's a Cuban-born percussionist, mainly conga and bongos. Early in his career, he recorded in Cuba with fellow musicians like Machito. He moved to New York in 1952. He recorded with Dizzy Gillespie. This guy is a legend. And he's still great. I've seen some YouTube videos. He's still got it. So Jane Bunnett on flute and soprano sax, Hilario Duran on piano, Candido on percussion. An amazing concert of Cuban jazz.
That cut we just heard, Candido is not on.
That's,
we should point out.
That's right.
But that is Hilario on the...
Hilario and Jane are on that, and Candido will be playing percussion with him.
Sean Jones Quartet will be the first Saturday, the first day of December, December 1st. This is straight ahead stuff.
You got it exactly, Kyle. Sean is one of the great young trumpeters today. He leads his own group. He has four recordings out on, I believe, on Max Jazz. But he's also toured extensively. He had a Grammy Award-winning CD that he did with Nancy Wilson. And he was the lead trumpeter with the Lincoln Jazz Orchestra alongside Wynton Marsalis. And interestingly enough, I just recently spoke to Delfeo Marsalis in an interview. Wynton's younger brother.
Who will be in Eureka Springs.
Yeah, he'll be in Eureka Springs on the 22nd of September. Delfeo was in, Sean is going to be with his band as well. Delfeo was saying he won't tour with a trumpet player. And it used to be that he wouldn't tour with a trumpet player unless it was Wynton, but now Sean Jones is the man.
Thank you.
be December the 1st, 2012, and he'll have a great quartet with him, like you say, straight ahead.
On Saturday, February 16th, the Grace Kelly Quintet. Grace Kelly is a veteran in the music business, and she's 20.
I know. How does that happen?
Right? Her first CD was at 15.
Right.
With her latest one was with Phil Woods, but she did one with...
You know, it might have been with Phil Woods.
No, it was with
Lee Konitz?
With Lee Konitz.
Okay, that escaped me.
At 15.
Yeah, she's one of those child phenomenas. A virtuoso, and as you say, she's already performed in over 500 concerts in very prominent venues, so she's making her way. She's been at the Montreal Jazz Festival, Newport, Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, and now in Star Theater at the Walton Arts Center with her group. And she's right out of the tradition. I mean, you know, there's really not a musician, certainly not a jazz musician, who has not been influenced in some way by Charlie Parker. Mm-hmm. She's an alto saxophonist, so certainly she's coming out of that pantheon of great saxophonists, and particularly Charlie Parker. But she's got her own sound. And, you know, young, energetic, it should be a really swinging, fun concert.
Grace Kelly Quintet. That's in February. The jazz series will conclude on a Saturday in March, March 16th.
Right. And this is it's really an eclectic series, I realize, as we're speaking here. Grégoire Marais is a Swiss-born virtuoso jazz harmonica player. And one of my dreams...
Oh, no, not another one of those.
Yeah, another one of those, Kyle. It, you know, it's been on my short list of people that I would love to see, to have Toots Thielemans here, the Belgian harmonica player, whistler, guitar player. And he's up in his 90s as well. That hasn't occurred yet, but Grégoire Marais is sort of the heir apparent to that great tradition of jazz harmonica players. There's not that many of them when you think of people like, as I say, Toots Thielemans and Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. Grégoire has made his mark already. He's toured and or recorded with, and talk about eclectic. Here's a list, a short list of some of the people he's worked with. Pete Seeger, George Benson, Cassandra Wilson, toured with Pat Metheny and Herbie Hancock, very sought after cat. He's leading his own group, and it kind of embodies a lot of the elements of the people I just mentioned. You kind of hear that Pat Metheny thing, but you can hear a straight ahead Herbie Hancock sort of thing. It'll be very exciting, and there's nothing like a jazz harmonica, just the sound of the harmonica. It's in some ways reminiscent of an accordion, mm-hmm. which has taken a lot of blows in the world of music.
Oh, but it shouldn't.
I love it.
If you hear it played properly or,
right.
you know.
But it's air passing through reeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Grégoire has a great sound.
You can learn more about the jazz series at waltonartcenter.org. Robert Ginsberg is the host of Shades of Jazz, heard tonight and each Friday night beginning at 10 on KUAF 91.3 FM.